TV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Kelly Eben. Good morning, Sheeta. On to our top stories. The President of the Republic of Cameroon, Paul Biya, has been invited by his counterpart of the French Republic, President Emmanuel Macron, to the commemoration of the 80th anniversary of the 1944 Allied landings in Provence. Catholic Christians in Cameroon and the world over are today celebrating the Feast of Assumption, which commemorates the bodily taking up of the Virgin Mary, Mother of Jesus Christ, into heaven. And out of Cameroon, a senior official of Hamas has said that they will not join the Gaza ceasefire talks. Details of the stories and more in a moment. Onto this press release from the Presidency of the Republic that reads, on the invitation of His Excellency Emmanuel Macron, President of the French Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, President of the Republic of Cameroon, is taking part today in the ceremonies to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the landings in Provence. On this occasion, His Excellency Paul Biya will take the floor on behalf of his African peers. It is signed by the Minister Director of the Civil Cabinet, Samuel Vondo Ayolo. On to one of our top stories, Cameroonians are this Thursday, August the 15th, 2024, observing a public holiday on the occasion of the Feast of the Assumption, the day Roman Catholic Christians believe the Virgin Mary, Mother of Jesus Christ, was taken up to heaven, body and soul. It will be marked by special masses to include baptism and the reception of the Holy Communion and merrymaking in most homes. On the significance of Assumption Day, let's now listen to the parochial vicar of St. John the Baptist Parish, Father Anselm Yofende Yosembom, in this excerpt of an interview.
This is the most popular and most widely celebrated feast of Our Lady, and it is beautifully translated in Pidgin English as Big Day Maria. We celebrate the fact that the Immaculate Virgin preserved free from all stain of original sin, when the course of her earthly life was finished, was taken up body and soul into heaven and exalted by the Lord as Queen over all things, so that she might be the more fully conformed to her Son, the Lord of Lords and Conqueror of sin and death. The Assumption of Mary is the singular participation in her Son's resurrection and an anticipation of the resurrection of other Christians, according to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 966. Catholic Christians all over the world are expected to attend Mass and participate fully in the liturgy of the solemnity. They are expected to seek the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and also to imitate her virtues like faith, obedience to the will of God, follow her as a perfect example of Christian charity, chastity, virginity, as a caring mother of the family, and as a woman of prayer. Marian groups like the Catholic Women Association in Cameroon and the Cadets of Mary are also expected to dedicate some members or rededicate some who had been dedicated previously.
That was the parochial vicar of St. John the Baptist Parish, Father Anselm Yofende Yosembom. Following a landslide that occurred this Wednesday along the Bonipupa-Yabasi stretch of road due to heavy downpours in the littoral region, urgent measures have been prescribed by the Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Ganunjumisi, to ensure that traffic flow is maintained. These measures include, among others, mapping out and securing the affected area and keeping movement fluid by creating a deviation to widen the undamaged part for heavy duty trucks and other vehicles to circulate freely. As investigations proceed to identify the cause of the landslide in the next few days and proposed lasting solutions, Minister Emmanuel Ngannou-Njumisi this Thursday visits the place where the road collapsed to ascertain that the teams are working hard to guarantee a smooth traffic flow. Preparations have intensified ahead of the 8th ICT camp aimed at inculcating the responsible use of digital platforms in young people aged between 10 and 18 years, scheduled to run from the 20th to the 24th of August 2024 in Idea, Sanaga Maritime Division. The events to revolve around the theme Artificial Intelligence, Opportunity and Challenges for a Patriotic Youth will bring together about 1,000 children. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla of CRTV Littoral reports that as preparations gain steam, registration is still ongoing.
The ICT Camp is an annual event that brings together children aged between 10 and 18 during the holidays to introduce best practices in cybersecurity as well as responsible and patriotic use of digital platforms. 1 week to the 8th edition of the event to take place in Edea in the Sanaga Maritime Division of the Littoral Region, preparations are heightening. According to the Littoral Regional Delegate of Post and Telecommunications, Nwaha Iba, the different sites to host the event have already been chosen and the different actors involved in the organization given specific recommendations to ensure it goes on hitch-free.
Lycée Classique of Edea and the Technical High School of Edea have the necessary infrastructure to accommodate the children, notably a football, handball and basketball courts, as well as computer laboratories. The Lycée Classique has two labs with a total of 73 desktops, while the Technical High School has three laboratories with a total of 75 desktops.
Registration is ongoing at the Edea 1 and 2 councils.
700 children already registered. We have opted not to do registration online. This is because the children are not mature enough to make decisions for themselves. So, we want their parents to be involved and decide if their children can participate in this event.
The 8th edition of the ICT Camp will take place from the 20th to the 24th of August. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla, CR Receiving News, Douala.
You're listening to the 6:30 a.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. And out of Cameroon, a senior official of Hermes has said that they will not participate in the indirect talks on a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal due to resume in Doha this Thursday. The Palestinian armed group wanted a roadmap for the implementation of the agreement and would not engage in negotiations for the sake of negotiations in order to provide cover for Israel to continue its war. He reiterated that the roadmap should be based on the proposed deal outlined by U.S. President Joe Biden at the end of May and accused Israel of adding new conditions. In sports, the mortal remains of the former president of CAF, Issa Hayatou, will be laid to rest in his native Garoua this Friday. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Muelle-Kombi, will represent President Paul Biya in the event. Issa Hayatou, who headed African football for more than 30 years, died last Thursday in Paris, France. In more sports news, American basketball player of Cameroonian origin, Joel Embiid, has expressed his desire to play for Cameroon in the years ahead. He made the statement during a brief ceremony in which the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Muelle-Kombi, decorated him with the Medal of the Commander of the Order of Valor on behalf of the Head of State, President Paul Biya. Ben Collins, Newberry War.
Joel Prince Embiid, au nom du président de la République.
Sports and Physical Education Minister Narcisse Muelle-Kombi, on behalf of the head of state, Paul Biya, decorates basketball star Joel Hans Embiid with the medal of the National Order of Valor. Four Cameroonians by birth who distinguished themselves in different fields abroad were promoted to this rank on May 22, 2023. They are Professor Olivette Otele of Colonial History at the University of Bristol, world champion in mixed martial art Francis Ngannou, health personnel of global standing Dr. John Gengason, and National Basketball Association NBA player Joel Embiid, After emerging as the most valuable player of the NBA, Joel Embiid joined the national basketball team of the USA. The team won gold at the just-ended Olympic Games in Paris, France, with the basketballer of Cameroon origin playing a key role. Cameroon-American basketball player who said the medal to him is more than the gold he won in Paris also promised he would play for his fatherland.
Thank you, President, for this moment. It means a lot to me, being Cameroon and having lived here and being around my family, all you people, the Cameroonian, the support that they've given me all these years. We appreciate it. And, doing my best to represent Cameroon.
Minister Narcisse Moyle-Kombi told the basketball star who plays for Philadelphia 76ers that Cameroonians are impatiently waiting to see him represent his country of birth. He said the award is proof that the head of state, Paul Biya, is keeping an eye on the different sports disciplines and on athletes who are defending the colors of the nation.
Ben Collins bringing us to the end of the 6:30 a.m. news. My name is Kelly Eben, thanking you for listening.